This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The White House says 100,000, maybe a quarter million extra people in this country could die by the time coronavirus runs its course. That speaks obviously to the strain COVID has put on the healthcare system, but it is changing death as well, the way we mourn and the workers who help us process. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has that one.
Constantine Koharis's funeral is today in Massachusetts. His son, Peter, in Maryland, couldn't visit him when he was dying. He couldn't travel. And Peter won't be at the funeral either. Neither will his sister, who's immunocompromised.
I'm hoping somebody will be able to hold up a phone and I'll be able to do FaceTime or something like that at the grave.
Hugs, crying in someone's arms, having loved ones all in the same place. The things that make funerals cathartic aren't possible when large gatherings are banned and we have to stay 6 feet apart. Funeral homes and places of worship have been adapting. Some are live streaming services. Keith Taylor owns a funeral home in Nyack, New York.
Some cemeteries that allow you to go to the grave and stand there 10 feet away from the grave. Then we have other cemeteries that say the family can't get out of the cars.
Funeral homes also say they are at capacity. Mark Flower is a director of the Flower Funeral Home in Yonkers, New York. He says he's working 20-hour days.
You have no idea what it's like. We're just inundated with calls. I've had to turn families down. I can't keep up with the amount of people passing away from it. It's starting to get to me, to be quite honest with you. When you keep going back to the same nursing home, I've never seen anything like this in my life. And like what they're not even talking about is the lack of equipment that hospitals have. Well, it's trickled down to funeral homes. I can't get masks. I can't get personal protection equipment.
Peter Koharis says he feels lucky his father will have a funeral, even if he doesn't get to attend. He says his gift to his dad will be maintaining social distancing.
At the end of the day, love is, it's about giving. You're giving by not being there. You're giving by not putting others just like them in danger. You know, that's where we are right now. That's the best we can do.
Peter says his dad was in the Navy treating the wounded in World War II. He would have understood. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.